Shalom Aleichem, sweetie friends. This shir should be a schus for Rabbi Yaakov ben Sara Esel, Zivakok Makarv, Chana Reza, Basmir, Rivka, Leida Kal, Leil, Barav, Shalom, Baramachi, Varav, Bishan Sagita, Baruchos Yom, Bishan Tovos, and for Mari Barabi, Svenacham, Megitim, Rabbandalea, for Shleim, Baruch, Ben Slav, Chamasa Yadav, and for Yaakov Dov, Ben Davra Cohen, Bracha Batzlacha, Buchamaz Yadav. We're going to be learning the mitzvah of Shem and HaMishra, mitzvah Lamed Hey. We're going to be eyeing what's the geder of this mitzvah of Shem and HaMishra based on the Sefer Or Avram in mitzvah Lamed Hey in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Sefer Mitzvah, Rambam says that the mitzvah is Shiyah Lanu Shemen Asuya Al Maskonis HaMiuchedes Muchan Nasas Bo Kol Kohen Gadol. So the pashtus of the Rambam is mash of the mitzvah is that there should be this Shemen Mishcha around. Why do we need this Shemen Mishcha? In order that we should be able to anoint the Kohen Gadol v'chadome. And I'll say there, halachos, the Rambam doesn't mention that part about the anointing. The Rambam says, lasos Shemen HaMishcha. That's I'll say there, halachos. When the Rambam says what the mitzvah is, the Rambam says, lasos Shemen HaMishcha. In the Sefer Hayad, the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Lasos Shemen HaMishcha, Sheamuchan Ledvarim Shetzrichin Mishicha. So there it's mashma that the mitzvah is the Maisa HaAsiya. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam says that we should have the Shemen in order to anoint. So the mitzvah is to have it in order to anoint the Kohen Gadol v'chadome, the Klei Mikdash, the Klei Mishkan, the Melech. But in this, I'll say to Allah, the Rambam just says to make the Shemen HaMishcha. I'll say to Yad, the Rambam says, Lasos Shemen HaMishcha, to make the Shemen HaMishcha in order to do the Mishicha. But here he says in the Ma'isa Asi, in the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer, the Rambam says, Limshoach Kohanim u'Melachim b'Shemen HaMishcha. There the Rambam says, the mitzvah is to anoint the Kohanim Gedolim and Melachim b'Shemen HaMishcha. He doesn't talk about the Asi. He also doesn't say that there's a mitzvah that there should be this shemen. The whole Iker mitzvah is when you use it lemaisa to anoint kohanim gedolim and melachim. So you see in different places in the Rambam he assigns different meanings to this mitzvah, different definitions. The Gemara in Harius, the Tefillah Aleph Amid Beis writes, Tanya Yidach veigach Moshe Shemen Amishcha v'yinshach as Amishcha v'es kol sherbo. So the Braisa says that Moshe took the Shemen HaMishcha, he anointed the Mishkan, the Kalim and everything in it. The Rebbe Yehuda says the Shemen HaMishcha he made, there were many Nisim with it because it was Shnemasar Lugin. And look at how much the pot absorbs and how many you made the Shemen HaMishcha with these various herbs. The herbs absorb, the fire burns, you anointed everything. And Aaron and his sons, all Shivasim Amiluim, and you are Moshech Kwan and Gedol Melachim, and that Shemen remains 12 Lugim. Ad Lasin Lavo. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh, Yelezelil Dorasechim, Zezbe Gematri Shnemasar Lugin, it remains. Gemara in Harias, Gemara in Krisis, the first parak. Tarden shtei doichet in Braisa, v'kula kaim lasid lavo. So l'chora, that's what the Rambam says, and halacha hei, asach mi shemen ha-mishcha chayiv kareis, v'ein chayiv ben ala asichal shemen ha-mishcha shosa moishe, shenemra yimenu. Mizeh shenemra shemen mishchus kodis yezeli, u'me'olam lo nasa shemen ache chutz mizma shosa moishe. So the only isser of anointing yourself with the shemen ha-mishcha, which is the chayiv kareis, is the Shemen HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu made. It has to be Dafka of the Pasuk from that Shemen HaMishcha. That was the only Shemen HaMishcha they ever made. So the Rambam isn't Stam telling us a story. This is the Sefer Yad, this Halacha Sefer. That there was no other Shemen HaMishcha ever made besides the one Moshe made. So what is he telling us? And so it's the Rambam in his Perish HaMishnah and his Masechas Krisis, Perik Alef Mishnah Alef, Vida. Shlo Nasim Imenu Li'olam V'lo Yaseh Ala Masha Asa Moshe Shenemar Yezeh Lila Dor Seichem Akach Kibalnu. So the Rambam is alluding to the Gemara in Harias and Krisus, that this is the only one. But what's the nafkamina that we should know this? So the Chor would appear from this, that since we have a Kabbalah, maybe in Allah al-Moshe Misina, they're not ever allowed to make any Shemen, it's besides the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and they were smas mechad in the Pasuk Yezeh Lidori Seichem. So this mitzvah is not to make the Shemen HaMishcha Kepshuto, because why would the Torah command us to do something that will never be? And if there was a mitzvah to make it when it was necessary, so in Bayis Sheni, where there was no Shemen HaMishcha, the Maisa was put stored away, why weren't they making the mitzvah of Asiyas Hashem to anoint the Kohen Gadol? There's no mitzvah b'asiyaso. When Azoyet Keshlav the Halakas Sefer Achin Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kiv Zayin V'Zel L'Shoinai, so writes the Sefer Mitzvah Minchas Chinuch. V'hine Kaiv in the Mitzvah Z Nimneis Bein Tarag Mitzvah Sakorach the Mitzvah L'Doros, the Mitzvah L'Shoinai Nimneis. So it must be a Mitzvah L'Doros. It's not a Mitzvah L'Shoinai. Ayein b'sefer mitzvahs la'aram shorash shlishi. Look at the Rambam sefer mitzvah shorash shlishi, that he's only mona mitzvahs l'doros and not mitzvahs that are temporary. Im kein b'mumi yoshio amel shenigna shemen amishcha v'loye b'bayi sheni amai lo asu. Kein b'du noeg l'doros. So why taka and yoshio amelach that they put away the shemen amishcha and they didn't have it in bayi sheni? Why didn't they make new shemen amishcha? The answer is, so in the time of yoshio they didn't have it, in the time of bayi sheni they didn't have it. So why did they not make the new Shemen HaMishcha? Kevin Dunoig L'Doros, since it's Taka Mitzvah L'Doros, the Rambam paskins it. Al-Koch, Medav Zogin, that what? It says, Yel Zel L'Doros Seichim, Kein Lo Nitzdav, El Moshe Rabbeinu, El Avashon, Lasa Shemen. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make the Shemen. K'mavur B'Shas, T'kulu Kaim Lasa L'Lava, like the Mar says, it still remains. Forever. Even in the future, and all the daros we have to anoint the kings. So the mitzvah isn't making it because it lasts forever. The mitzvah is lamshoach kohanim umalachim, and so he writes besof tvarov. Making it is not noeg ladaros. Only Ein Mol, one time Moshe Rabbeinu made it in the Midbar. And the Rai is, they didn't do it, but Bayis Sheni. Even Bayis Sheni didn't have Shemen HaMishcha, why did they make new Shemen HaMishcha? Raka Mashiach al-Ishim Anal, just anointing those people. Bizman, she Shemen HaMishcha, in Oegis L'Doris. That's the Mitzvah L'Doris, to anoint the right people. Now, even though the Rambam in the Mitzvah Sakotzer writes that the mitzvah is to anoint Kohanim Gedolim Malachim B'Shemen HaMishcha, so it's mashma that that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but in the Sefer HaMitzvah, also in the Sefer Yad, the Rambam doesn't write that. That the mitzvah is L'mshoyach Kohanim Gedolim Malachim B'Shemen HaMishcha. And look in the Perush Harat Baz al Rambam, brought in the Rav Shapsley Frankel edition, Halacha Yud Beis, who writes, "Uperkasavti mei time eloi mona harav, Mashiach mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'af agav shei moshcha malacha mekohanim ein roi l'mnosa mitzvah b'fnei atzma." For this reason, the Rambam didn't enumerate a Mashiach as an independent mitzvah, even though they would anoint kings and kohanim gedolim. It's not going to be an independent mitzvah. Maybe it's included, says the Radbaz, in the mitzvah of appointing a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, because the Tanai of Kohen Gadol and Melech is that they should be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, and it's not fitting to enumerate details of mitzvahs. Not only that, the Mashiach is not ma'akev if there's no Shemen HaMishcha, so the Kohanim Gadolim, you put the Begadim on him, Ribui Begadim, and the Melech also, the Mashiach is not ma'akev, it's Yerusha, and therefore they wouldn't be Moshiach Melech Ben Melech. So since the Mashiach is not ma'akev, the Rambam only enumerates the making, the asiya of the shemen. Mitzvahs esei lasos shemen HaMishcha. But the actual anointing is not ma'akev, or it's a prat in the mitzvahs of making a king and a melech. A king in a Kohen Gadol. In the Ksavim of the Griz at the end of Maseches Krisis, he brings the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayis to Maseches Krisis that we mentioned before. And also what the Rambam writes in Menachos Perek Tes, Lefi Shakol Maskimin, Shein Osin Shemen HaMishcha Ad Sheyichle Ma She'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, Kmo She'biarnu Pahamim. He writes in the Perash Mishnayis to Menachos, everybody agrees that you don't make the Shemen HaMishcha until we finish what Moshe Rabbeinu made, until it ends. So the Griz writes in his Ksavim, Ubir Hachdina, the Madachsiv Yezeh Lila Dor Seicham, Eino Perash Da Acher Pasul, Betzorach Dafka Zeh Shasa Moshe, Rak Dadino Bosu Shal Moshe. Which means that since it says this will be for me for all the generations, it doesn't mean that another type of Shemin is puzzle, that if Moshe didn't make it, it's puzzle, and you need only what Moshe made. No, the din is that as long as you have what Moshe made, that's going to be Lidoros, and Memela, since you have that one, nothing else is kosher. But it's not a din that you need Dafka the Asi of Moshe and another type of Shemin is puzzle. And let's say in theory, if the Shemin of Moshe is exhausted, is completed, you'll have to make a different type of Shemin, another Shemin. But it's a Kabbalah that we have, that it's Kulo Kayim B'Neis. So from the words of the Rambam there in Menachos, it is mashma that it's a mitzvah to make it l'doros. The Rambam says that if yichle mashiasa Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's a mitzvah to make new one. But it's still a grace tzarechi, because if that's the case, why taka didn't they make the shemen in bayisheni? So even though the shemen wasn't completed, it was just nignaz, but they didn't have it. So if the Griz is correct, based on his understanding of the Rambam, the Mashmos of the Rambam, then why, since we don't have the Shemin of Moshe, why don't we make a new Shemin? So in the Perish of Mishnayis, in the new Tfusim, in the newer edition, Menachos Rambam says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevin Shein Lan Udavar Limdod Bo Lonase Oso Lefi Shakom Odim Shein Osim Shemin HaMishcha Im Neder Osim Shasa Moshe Kamo Shebiyanu Kame Pa'amim. So this gear, so it works out much better for us, that if we don't have what Moshe made, we don't make anything else. And Befrat Lefi Masha, the Rambam writes in his Perish of Mishnayis to Krisus, V'dash Lo Nase Mimenu Le'olam V'lo Yase Ela Masha Osim Moshe, the only one is Moshe. So what is the gather of this mitzvah? What is the gather of the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha? So the yisod of the mitzvah is to be mekayim the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That we should take measures that it should remain in existence, that it shouldn't be lost, in order that we should use it to anoint Kohanim and Melachim. And even though it already says that this Shemin is going to be Kayim Le'olam, and it's never going to be Chaser at all, but that's Ayidei Mais and Nisim, like the Gemara and Harius and Krisus say. But we are Mitzuve Lolas Mochalanes, and therefore the Chovas HaMitzvah is to be Mekayim this Shemin, to guard this Shemin, that it should be prepared for Dvarim Shetzrich and Meshicha. So if we say that, then what's the mitzvah? The key mitzvah is doing maisim al piderech hateva, that this shemen should remain extant. And we can say even more than that, that since it's not shaykh that this shemen should be lost, be'emes, it's not shaykh that there's a mitzvah just to guard it that should exist. The gather of this mitzvah is to keep it in existence in order to use it when you need it. The only thing is that l'chora it's not shaykh to be mekayim this mitzvah all the time, because the moment Moshe made it, now it's kayim v'yomi. So what asiya can you have that we're doing in order to keep it in existence? So it would seem then that the mitzvah is fulfilled when we use it to anoint the Kohanim and the Melachim. Not because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shem and Amishcha is to anoint them, like the Radbaz says. But when we are anointing the Kohanim, here we're doing a mitzvah of Kiyum Hashem and Kedei L'shtamesh Bo. When we're not using it, so it's going to exist no matter what, we're not doing any Maisa Mitzvah. But when we're Mekayim and Mitzvah with it, when we use it to anoint the king, so the Kiyum Mitzvah is that we're guarding the shemen for its use. If it's just sitting in a corner, so what a sea is shaykh there, sitting in a corner. But when we're anointing the Kohen Gadol, yesh b'zeh kiyum mitzvah zu b'meshanu mekayim in lahach shemen l'shar otzorach hashimush bo, that we're mekayim this shemen we are guarding, we're Mekayim, we're giving existence kiviyachol to this shemen for the sake of using it. In other words, the mitzvah isn't the etzem mashicha. The mitzvah is that we do a maisa of kiyum hashemen kedei l'shtamesh bo. That's the Pasha's Lashon of the Rambam. Look at the Lashon of the Rambam. Shetzivanu, sheyiye lanu shemen asui, etc. Muchan limshoach bo kohen gadol shiyisman. It has to be muchan. That this shemen has to be extant. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Vel b'nei Yisrael tadabur lemor, shemen mishchas kodesh yezeli ledoraseichem. In other words, the mitzvah is that it should be yezeli. Before you use it and after, there's no kiyum of a ma'isa mitzvah. Memela to omeid v'kayim. So al korach, the kiyum a mitzvah is that it should be. In other words, when you use it kedina, not because of the mitzvah to be Moshiach the Kohen Gadol, but through the Mashiach, you're mekayim the shemen. That now the shemen is around for its purpose. So the mitzvah is defined as the shemen is around, the shemen is extant, the shemen exists for its purpose. And that's your Mekayim and your Moshiach the Kohen Gadol. Not that the Etzem Mashiach's Kohen Gadol is the mitzvah. But again, what's the Lashon of the Rambam? That it should be Muchan. L'mishoach bo Kohen Gadol sheyismane. V'el b'nei Yisrael tadabra le'em Hashem l'shechaz kodesh yezeli. It should just be. So how are you Mekayim the mitzvah that it should be? That it should be for its purposes. When you use it for its purposes, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah, that the shemen should be, the mitzvah is on the shemen, that the shemen should be, the shemen should exist for its purposes. You're only Mekayim the mitzvah when you fulfill its purposes. And even though the Rambam writes in the Sefer Yad that the mitzvah is to make the Shemen HaMishcha, Lasa is Shemen HaMishcha, so maybe we can explain this based on the Netziv and the Haemek Dover in Parashas Bereishis, Beis Gimel. It says there, Kibo Shavas, Hukom Alachter, Shavolim Lasas, writes the Netziv, Lasas, Dasiya, Mashmo, Kamapamim, Hagol, Atachlis, Oso, Dover. Asiya is that it's achieving its purpose. Netziv also writes that, Miketz, Memalaf, Lamedalit. So when the Rambam writes mitzvah, says a lasa shemen hamishcha shemuchan ledvarim shesuichim mishicha. So the yisod mitzvah is that there's shemen muchan leshtamish bo. kiyum mitzvah is two ways. One, making it mamish, and that was only done once by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's never going to be done again. And another way to be mekayim this mitzvah lemaisa is by using it to anoint the kohanim and melachim. That's also called asiyah, because it's achieving its purpose. Like the Netziv writes, asiyah means hagala tachlis also davar, brings raya from sukkim. This is also considered asiyah hashem. So when it's used for its purpose, that's the kiyum. The kiyum hashem is that it should exist for its purpose. So in using it for its purpose, that's the kiyum mitzvah. That's the ma'aseh mitzvah. And that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzar that the mitzvah is to anoint Kohanim Gedolim and Melachim B'Shem and HaMishcha. So first of all, we have to understand the Rambam Mitzad Atzma. Where does it say in this pasuk that's the mitzvah of Shem and HaMishcha, is to anoint the kings and the Kohanim? All it says in the pasuk is that the Shemen Yezeli L'Doroseichem. So the Chor, pshat in the Rambam is, how are we mekayim this mitzvah l'maisim? The mitzvah isn't the etzem mashiach of the Kohanim Gedolim and Melachim, but how are we mekayim the mitzvah of the Shem and HaMishcha existing for its purposes? And the answer is, when you're anointing Kohanim and Melachim. And this is Mavur Lahedji on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Sherish HaSiri. He said, to make the shaman, that's not a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is enumerated, that we're commanded. How are you makayim the mitzvah? You're mekayim the mitzvah when you're anointing Kohanim Gedolim and Melachim and Klei Kodesh with this Shem and HaMishcha. In other words, when you use the Shem and HaMishcha Kedino, that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. In other words, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is in the Shem and HaMishcha, to use the Shem and HaMishcha Kedino. Not the Maisa of being Moshech the Melachim or the Kohanim Gedolim, but using the Shem and HaMishcha for what it's supposed to be used. And according to this, we have a chiddush din that if you use it for other purposes, then you're mevatel this mitzvah. Since the sort of the mitzvah is to keep the shemen in existence for its purposes, if you use it for another purpose, you're mevatel the mitzvah. Now the Rambam and Alachei Alach Avav writes, Hasach b'shem anushcha kazayis b'mezit chayif kareis. Hasach kelim b'hem a potter. Because the Isser is, the kareis is only on human flesh, on Jewish flesh. But kelim and b'hem on the Gemara is a limit also for akum. In such a case, you're potter. But that's only with respect to the lav and the chayif kareis. But with respect to the bittul mitzvah, you already have a bittul mitzvah just by using it for other purposes. So hopefully we have a little bit more insight into the heilige mitzvah of Shem and HaMishcha, and we should all be zocher mitzvah Shem v'lmodu l'lamed l'shmur v'lasos. Our time is called Divrei Salma Torah Sidi Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.